March 22, 2020. While most of America was panic buying toilet paper and adjusting to lockdown, Savetri Wilson was closing an $8 million Series A funding round. The timing couldn't have been worse, or perhaps more fitting. As a Black woman from rural Louisiana who built two companies from nothing, Wilson had already spent her entire career defying impossible odds. Black women receive less than 0.3% of venture capital funding. She'd grown up in a six-person household where her mother earned $26,000 annually. Yet here she was, not just surviving a pandemic, but securing millions in funding while the economy collapsed. Her story isn't about luck or perfect timing. It's about the kind of resilience that turns obstacles into stepping stones, the kind that can only be forged through years of building with nothing but determination and vision. Wilson's entrepreneurial education began with $150 from a Louisiana State University professor to launch Be Now, a college online newspaper. That tiny seed taught her something crucial. Resourcefulness matters more than resources. After her mother's death, she juggled graduate school with an AmeriCorps position while consulting on the side, eventually launching Solid Ground Innovations in 2009, a strategic communications agency with a nonprofit support arm. The early years were uncomfortable. She utilized state economic development resources, built credibility gradually, and operated lean. Then came the breakthrough, a seven-figure healthcare contract through a state small business initiative. It was transformative and terrifying. She had to float significant media buys without established vendor credit while learning harsh lessons about cash flow and government billing cycles. Being young, Black, and female created constant roadblocks. She made money, lost money, secured dream contracts, dealt with employee theft, and fired clients when situations weren't designed for success. Early on, she couldn't turn down any paid work, deals she wouldn't touch now. Learning to say no was liberating, a sign of growing confidence and clarity about what truly mattered. Most aspiring entrepreneurs fail not from lack of ideas, but from inability to stick with one long enough to build momentum. Wilson calls this the hustle mentality, scattered energy that makes success feel perpetually out of reach. It manifests as launching multiple projects simultaneously, chasing trends, or abandoning ventures at the first obstacle. Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg all built empires by focusing intensely on one path before diversifying. Buffett concentrated on value investing. Bezos sold only books for years. Zuckerberg targeted college students exclusively before scaling Facebook. Wilson's approach? Nail one idea before diversifying. Establish yourself as a thought leader through consistent content and demonstrated expertise. Success typically takes at least 10 years. She's 12 years into business and still considers it a marathon. Behind every overnight success are countless iterations and failures that never make Instagram. To maintain focus, Wilson practices meditation, starting with 10 minutes daily, says no to distractions, uses time blocking, and seeks mentorship. Focus isn't about doing more. It's about doing the right things consistently and excellently. In 2016, Wilson transformed SGI's nonprofit services arm into Resilia, a SaaS platform automating formation processes and helping organizations scale impact. This shift from services to software changed everything, from trading time for money to creating scalable solutions that sell repeatedly. Understanding startups versus businesses matters. Businesses enter established markets, startups create solutions for unmet needs. Both fail for similar reasons: product issues, pricing problems, financing challenges, lack of focus, customer acquisition struggles, and cash flow. Yet startups get glorified, especially after fundraising, masking years of grinding work behind an illusion of overnight success. Wilson bootstrapped one company and raised over $10 million for another. Bootstrapping allows greater control and ownership retention, though growth comes slower. Despite claims that business isn't personal, it becomes deeply personal when you've mortgaged your house, maxed credit cards, and built from nothing. When reinvesting your own resources, you need deeper motivation, the ideas that wake you at night, the problems you can't stop thinking about solving. Hiring consistently ranks among the most challenging aspects of running a business. Wilson implemented a hiring process with multiple perspectives rather than relying solely on her judgment. When someone isn't the right fit, acting decisively benefits everyone. For critical roles, she used professional recruiters, sometimes paying up to $25,000 for executive searches. Once you've hired competent people, step back. With rapid growth and expert hires, Wilson recognized she wasn't always best positioned to determine every action. As CEO, she maintains cross-functional context but pushes knowledge downward so others can make informed decisions. Wilson's first capital came from reinvesting profits from her first company. She raised $400,000 from Louisiana Angels in 2016, despite scarce startup capital there. Her first investors believed in her more than her idea, betting on her as the person who would see it through. She used a simple agreement for future equity, SAFE, for fast initial investments. When pitching friends and family, she tailored her approach to each relationship, always being transparent about risks, emphasizing that 9 out of 10 startups fail. Closing a Series A in March 2020 meant navigating unprecedented uncertainty as investors backed out. Wilson learned crucial lessons. Be of service, cash is king, humans are resilient, and get comfortable with the unknown. Overwhelmed by Zoom calls, she learned to say no more often, protecting her time for high-impact activities. The 2020 racial justice awakening following George Floyd's and Breonna Taylor's murders prompted white colleagues to seek anti-racism guidance. Wilson responded with a transparent email detailing her lifelong exhaustion from battling racism, from childhood classroom incidents to police harassment as a teenager to discrimination as a Black tech founder. She emphasized that while individual buying Black initiatives matter, true change requires corporations, governments, and philanthropic organizations to increase procurement opportunities for Black-owned businesses. Chadwick Boseman's death prompted deep reflection on her own legacy, how she might build a company creating hundreds of opportunities for others, inspired by how Boseman achieved his dreams despite humble beginnings. As a first-generation college student from small-town Louisiana, Wilson learned that entrepreneurs must forge their own path. Her parents' belief in education taught her that success means breaking new ground. Building wealth correlates directly with creating community abundance. When people achieve success, they have a duty to help others climb behind them. Wilson's practical strategies include paying above-market rates to retain talent, collecting receivables within 30 days, developing diversified investments with professional guidance, and working with CPAs to maximize tax advantages. She's invested in real estate, early-stage startups, and index funds, learning that substantial wealth accumulates through consistent, disciplined action rather than quick schemes. Her journey from modest beginnings to building two companies with over 100 employees demonstrates that resilience, focus, and determination overcome daunting odds. True success means creating opportunities for others while building lasting value, a ripple effect that transforms communities for generations.